In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the 17th and final Mishnah on the 24th Perek of Masechta Kelim, and then we'll begin the 25th Perek. The Mishnah begins, Shlosha Kupot Hem. There are three types of baskets, either made of leaves, or palm leaves that is, or it could even be made of fabric, that we're referring to here, according to Mishnah Achrona. And these three categories is going to be slightly different to the Mishnahs we're learning in this Perek. We're not going to be talking now about different susceptibility to Midras, to Met, or not susceptible at all, but rather we're going to classify them differently. Mishnah says, if it's Mehuha Shetlaya Al Bria, if we have a situation where one of the baskets is completely worn out, so it's not structurally stable, and you take that one and place it on the outside of a strong basket, and the purpose of which is to effectively have a combined basket now that is strong, then Mishnah says, Holchin achal harbriya. We look at the structurally sound basket to determine whether the combined baskets are tameh or not. Meaning, if the inside basket is tameh, the combination of the two now is tameh, and if not, it is not, irrespective of what the status of the outside basket was prior to connecting them together. Mishnah says, if you took a ktana al hagdola, if you place a small basket on the outside of a larger basket, so that's at its base, so again, the purpose of which would probably be to strengthen the base of these combined baskets, then which of the two baskets determine its status for Tumah Tara? Mishnah says, Holchim Achar Gdola, we go by the larger of the two. Hayu Shavot, if the rims were the same, and it doesn't matter if they're both structurally sound or they're both worn out, then we go Holchim Achar HaPnimit. We go by the inner basket. The inner basket is a critical one in determining now the status of Tumah Tara. Rabbi Shimon adds as follows, Rabbi Shimon Amar, Kaf Muznaim. So if someone took the plate, or a plate with a bit of a rim that was used on scales, and they take that and placed it on a kettle, the purpose of which is to strengthen it. So the Mishnah says, if shetlaya al shulei hamecham mibifnim, if it's been placed on the inside of this kettle to strengthen the base, so the water would be resting effectively on this kaf muznaim, that's the first place it would make contact, and then we say tameh, meaning if the kaf muznaim, if this plate itself was tameh and it was attached to the kettle, where we go after the pnimi, much like we said in previously, and therefore the kettle combined muznaim, this new kli, would be now tameh. If it was placed mibachutz on the outside, so that's the base of this kettle now on the outside, then we say it's tahor, meaning the mecham remains tahor, and we don't consider this plate that's placed on the outside. That's not the ikar. What happens if it's tilaya al tzidot? What if this the kaf muznaim has been placed on the side of it? Mishnah says, in that situation, b'mifnim b'mechutz, it's irrelevant if it was on the inside of this kettle or on the outside. We say that the combined kli is this mecham would be tahor, because the mecham in this situation is the gadol, so therefore the combination of the two together would be tahor. So even the kaf, so just to explain this case, if the kaf itself, the plate from the scales, was tameh originally, and you connected it to the side of the kettle, in other words, it was fastened there with nails to strengthen it or whatever need there was for this kettle, then we say this new kli, the combined kli, would actually be tahor, every part of it, including that plate. Let's learn the first mishnah now in the 25th parak. Kol hakelim yesh lahem achoraim vatoch. What's the concept of achoraim vatoch? What this means is, when you're dealing with regular kelim, let's put aside kli cheres, because we discussed that towards the beginning of the Masechta, but when it comes to liquids, a tame liquid, that is, for example, a sheni latuma or a rishon latuma, ordinarily, midin Torah would not actually make a kli tame if it came into contact with it. However, we discussed this a number of times, that due to a gzeira midorabanan, the Chachamim were concerned that when it comes to liquids, since some liquids are themselves an avatuma, say spittle from a zav, and it's very difficult to discern between the source of various liquids if they're placed in front of you, the gzera is that liquids themselves, even if it's a sheni or rishon latuma, they can make kelim themselves tameh. However, in order that it was clear that this capability of liquids making kelim tameh was rabbinic in origin, they developed a nuance in the law that is different from if it was the tumah's biblical in nature. What is that? That is, if we're dealing again with this sumus of metal kli like our kettle, if the liquid touched the inside of the kli, then we say the whole kli would be tameh. If, however, it touched the outside of the kli, then only the outside of the kli would be tameh, not the inside. That's the difference, meaning any other source of tumah, if a sheretz touched the outside of a kettle, the whole kli would become tameh. Again, we're assuming it's metal, again, putting aside kli cheres. So therefore, this is that difference that placed in the law. So it is clear that the origin of tameh liquids making a kli tameh is rabbinic in origin. That's a nuance again. So if the liquids touch the back of the kli, it would only make the back of the kli tameh and not the inside. So the Mishnah continues. Kugon hakarim vaksatot vasakim vamartzufim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda brings various kelim that themselves have the status of acharayim vatoch. We started with a simple example, which was like a kettle or a pot. However, the Mishnah says, let's consider the karim or ksatot, which is a pillow and a mattress, vasakin and bags or martzufim. Martzufim were big transport sacks. So in that situation, these sacks themselves, they have a chorayim v'toch. So again, if tameh liquid touched the inside, the entire sack would be tameh. If tameh liquid touched the outside, only the outside would be tameh and not the inside. Rabbi Meir, however, disagrees with one point. He says, kol sheyesh lo tovrot, yesh lo achorayim v'toch. If we're dealing with a sack that they've sewn in loops on the outside of the sack, so towards the rim, such that they would then feed a thread through it, much like a belt on one's trousers. So the loops, if you think of your trousers, assuming you're one that wears trousers, the loops are on the outside by the top, and then the belt is thread through them. So too, if you have a sack that is designed in that fashion, then we say yesh lo acharayim v'toch. Then it's clear that we have an inside and an outside of this sack. And therefore, again, if the liquid touched the inside, the whole sack would be tameh. If it touched the outside, only the outside would be tameh. However, kol she'ein lo tovrot, if it doesn't have those loops at the top, then we say ein lo acharayim v'toch. Then that law doesn't apply to this sack. That is because since the sack could be turned inside out and function exactly the same, therefore it's irrelevant which side the liquids would touch, the whole sack would be tameh. Let's continue. Ashulchan v'adulpeki, yesh lo acharayim v'toch, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds this concept of that inside and outside also applies to tables and this dulpeki, which was this small table on which they prepared food prior to serving it to the guests. He says that also has yesh lo acharayim v'toch, meaning the top of the table would be considered the toch, whereas the other parts of it would be considered the achorayim. So if, again, Tamalik would say touch the underside of the table, only the underside would be tameh, not the top. Rabbi Meir Omer says, Ein lahem acharayim v'toch, meaning when it comes to the table, Rabbi Meir understands that no, that every side of it is considered the toch. You don't differentiate. Simli v'chen tavla she'ein la lizbez. If you've got a tavla, this is a tray that doesn't have a rimmer on the outside, that's also the subject debate. Rabbi Huda says that the top surface is a toch, and the underside that is not used would be considered the back, so the achorayim. However, according to Rabbi Meir, he says no, both sides would be considered toch, meaning you don't have that distinction. No matter where the tameh liquid touches, both the entire, this tavla, this tray, would become tameh. Those are the Mishnah today.